My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me at Twitter. And I want to once again thank Neil Diamond for writing that great song and Elvis Presley for performing it. So, special guests in studio, my son Arnie Salen, who is a sophomore at the Berklee College of Music, and Noah Klein, the founder of electricsloth.com. Welcome to my show, Noah and Arnie.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Arnie, once again, I want to thank you for that Father's Day song you made for me. That was really cool, and we are now using it for music cues. I don't know if you ever shared it with Noah. You probably didn't want him to hear it because you're too embarrassed, right?
No, I didn't really show anyone that. I mean, it's on the internet. It's on my SoundCloud, but...
Okay, but even my theme song, is that? Are you embarrassed about that too?
No, it used to be on my SoundCloud for... my Berklee portfolio, but I took it off.
I'd like you to do an acoustic version someday of the theme song. It'd be fun. Would you do that sometime? Nodding doesn't work on radio.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, you all heard it there. That was a maybe. That usually means no. Let me just explain that to those of you that are parents. When you get I don't know or maybe, that's a kid's way of not wanting to say no. So, Noah, what the heck is Electric Sloth?
Electric Sloth, that's a really good question. I started a site approximately 3 months ago to bring electronic dance music to the world one step at a time, you know, one artist at a time. We do a huge focus on, like, new producers. We have a segment every Friday that's called First Look Friday that highlights new producers, people that are rising in the world because there's...
Now, when you say producer, does that mean DJ?
There's a difference because producers are more like the people who, like, make the actual music. You know, DJs can spin anyone's tracks. You know, producers create their own music.
So producers are writers as well in the way you use it in this context?
Yeah, they compose the music themselves.
But they're not necessarily performers?
No, not necessarily.
Ah, it's interesting. So the whole world of electronic music is significantly different than, say, traditional rock and roll.
I would say so, yeah, because it's like, essentially, if you were comparing it to a rock and roll band, you'd be playing covers of, like, 10 different artists as well as, like, your own songs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as a producer, you know, you make your own music. As a DJ, you play.
All right, so let me get this clear. Arnie, sitting right next to you and your associate at Electric Sloth, performed at a venue recently. You were there, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? And what was he, a producer or a DJ? Or what was he that night?
In this context, he would probably be a DJ.
Yeah, we didn't play any tracks we made.
So it was just spinning and mixing other people's music.
Yeah, right? Basically, we had three acts that night. We did our first show. It was like Electric Sloth presents Alios at the CIA. Mm-hmm. The headliner was Alios.
CIA stands for?
California Institute for Abnormal Arts. Was that it?
Yeah, and just a warning, don't ever book a show there. Those guys are going to screw you out of money.
Very, very sketchy.
Just a
guys.
Warning for the listeners.
Okay, so that applies to all our local listeners. Warning, warning, danger, Will Robinson.
Don't give the CIA any business.
Basically, we did Alios at the CIA, and Leo Schulman, Alios, has produced his own EP called Moments. Was that it? It was...
I think it's Moments.
I'm pretty sure it's Moments.
Moments.
Sorry if we got it wrong, Leo.
I don't know, something like that.
Anyways, we promoted that show. It was Dismod, which was Arnie and our other writer, Kieran McIntyre. Leo Schulman as Alios, as previously mentioned, and
Propellant.
It
was a friend of ours from San Diego. He drove all the way out to be a part of the show.
As an old fart that doesn't really get this stuff, I know what it's like to go to a concert, a normal concert,
okay.
So and where there's actually musicians playing instruments. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it like going to a show where somebody's sitting behind a computer, basically? Is that what's happening, and they have some kind of electronic gizmos?
I mean, essentially, it's like you have a mixer, you have a computer, you have, well...
Headphones.
Yeah, I'd say that's essential. But basically, the whole thing with electronic music from my standpoint is not necessarily the music's great. You know, you got that heavy bass that depending on what you're seeing for that matter, that I love. God. And it's
the bass is kind of like what stirs you, right?
Yeah.
Physically.
It's
physically,
like,
you have a reaction.
Oh, guaranteed. If you go see any artist, my two personal like the two examples I would use would be like Excision or Bass Nectar. You can literally feel it shaking.
I'm not a big fan of Excision.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But Bass Nectar, they rock. They really rock.
Yeah.
I haven't a clue, by the way, just so we're completely clear here. All right, so go on, Noah. So I do know, having watched Arnie perform normal music, that he gets...
normal music?
meaning with instruments and stuff.
All right, I see how it is.
I've seen him get a little radical.
Okay.
In the sense that he can't sit still. He also can't usually keep his shirt on. So does this happen with electronic music?
Yeah, you can see. If you go to any live concert or go to any music festival, like I was at Electric Daisy Carnival a few weeks ago, and you see like people just going crazy. Like I watched a guy in a suit headbanging for a solid 5 minutes before he got up and then just had a drink of water, went right back to it. But like you'll see the
headbanging is
just like
banging your head back and forth.
On something?
No, that would be...
Oh, you mean just shaking it really hard?
Yeah, I would say
so. Okay. So it's like Wayne's World where they sang Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah,
okay, pretty much.
That's headbanging? Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. But honestly, the whole thing with electronic music is like, the crowd is what makes it, you know? The music's great, and...
But the crowd is totally influenced by the DJ. If he's got personality, or she... That's going to make the event.
Yeah.
And isn't that really what is significantly different about it? That the DJ controls the mood.
Yeah, I would say so.
They control the like audience with the music. And
so did Arnie have his shirt on? Did it last?
Actually, he took it off at some point or another. I recall it back correctly, though. Yeah, he kept it. It was brief.
Okay.
But basically...
well, in his case, unlike mine, it's not a scary sight. If I take off my t-shirt, we would lose the audience.
Yeah, but it's cool.
You're
welcome.
You're not supposed to say yeah. You're supposed to say no, Bruce. You look great.
No, Bruce, just kidding. Thank you.
God, I thought I prepped you for all this stuff already.
Well, here's the thing. As a DJ, you have to have stage presence, you know? And you'll see...
I think as a musician, you have to have stage presence.
Yeah, but it's like, it's the same thing. It transcends genres. Like, you have to have stage presence. If you want the crowd to react in a certain way, you have to have the energy, you know? If you look at artists like Carnage or Borgor or Zedd or even Flostradamus, for that matter.
Flostradamus is just, he's lame. I'm sorry. See, every time I listen to Flostradamus, I want to get out my dental floss first because it seems to go with the name.
That was too cheesy even for radio.
It was? Okay, so it doesn't work. But Mr. Damus is a mister?
No, it's two guys.
It's two dudes. Oh, it's Floster and Damus?
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
All right. Do you have an idea that I am sort of out of it, people? Yes, I am. Okay, continue on, Noah.
Okay, you have to have stage presence because you're basically the conductor for an audience that has all this potential energy. And it's like if you sit there and you just play your tracks, you just click, like, you know, you play, you mix it a little bit. If you're just sitting there, you're all lame. Nobody's going to be like, wow, this is so okay, obviously there's going to be a few people who are like, wow, we're just here for the music. But like when a DJ really gets you going and they're like, all right, everybody get up, let's go. You know, that's one thing. And it's like everybody's getting into it. And when you command the audience, then you really have a show as opposed to just like a set.
I get it. That I think applies to all performing.
Of course.
Music. I remember when I saw Arnie play drums publicly for the first time, he couldn't sit still. And the energy that he projected by getting up and kind of just his excitement getting the audience going was palpable. And I imagine the same thing applies, you know, with a DJ even more so.
Yeah.
Because it's at most two usually, right? It's one or two people. So the focus is on one person. And if you're just sitting there like a log, it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
If you're passionate and you play great music, then the audience is going to be passionate.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. And if you look at artists like, Major Lazer would be the best example for that because they got Diplo, Jillionaire, and Walshy Fire, and you have an MC and two DJs, as well as like they have two dancers come out on stage.
Oh, so they really do a show.
Yeah,
honestly.
And the other thing I'm gathering, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not... what's the word? Spontaneous. A lot of it's rehearsed and planned just like any other music. Is that correct?
I mean, it would have to be. You don't want to, like, obviously you're not playing a guitar or like anything, but you really do know how to have like solid transitions.
So you have your set list.
Well, basically. a lot of DJs depending. Have like a visual show also built to their set, so it has to be pre-planned.
Oh, so therefore it is pre-planned.
Yeah,
because what little I've watched of this music, it looks like it's just they're just doing it on off the top of their heads, but they're not.
Well, there's some of that. I mean, it really depends on the crowd. You know, you got to read the crowd, and if someone's not, if you're not getting a good reaction out of a song, you're gonna have to change
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have again. You're commanding the audience. It's like you have to make sure the energy is flowing well. It's got to build and build and build. You know, up until you leave, and then at that point, you know, they should be like on the for lack of a better term, on the edge of their seats, like wanting more.
Except
know?
They're always standing.
Yeah,
aren't they?
For the most part. I mean, there's some sit down shows like Amon
really?
Tobin has this insane visual show where it's like this massive 3D projected setup, and it's not necessarily built for dance music, but like there's so many different offshoots of electronic dance music. It's crazy. But like for the most part, you would want to dance.
Got it. Now, one other parental question.
Feel free.
Is a lot of this scene involving drinking and drugs?
Not necessarily, you know, but there's drinking and drugs in every genre of music, you know?
Yeah.
That goes along with everything.
Yeah, but
you
like...
You'll see it at any concert.
Electronic music has been pegged recently with like a lot of, you know, the stigma of everyone's on ecstasy or everyone's just really, you know, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a total misconception. If you go to any of these events, I mean, obviously you're going to go to a country music event. You're always going to find that one dude in a cowboy hat puking his head off in the bathroom. But like you're going to go to an electronic event. Event, you're going
to
see...
You followed me to that event, didn't you?
More or less.
Richard, will you be quiet? My producer is making too much noise here in the background. All right, I'm going to switch gears again, okay? We don't need to deal with drugs and drinking. So, 3 months old, and you have how many uniques last month?
Just about 500,000, excitingly enough.
Okay, now, for those of you that don't understand it, that's 500,000 unique visitors. Does that mean 500,000 different people in the course of a month came to a three-month-old website? That is really impressive. And it's obviously touching a nerve. You're obviously doing something right. So I wish you tons of luck with it. And any other things you want to say about Electric Sloth? And then I would love very quickly your take, both of you, on how you relate to music, how you interface with music, how you buy music, do you buy music? And, you know, you got about 90 seconds.
All right, no pressure. Basically, Electric Sloth was started up. I started it because I was writing for a website that had just about the same amount of views after over the course of a year. And that was great and all, but the owner and I had some differences, and so I ended up leaving and taking a few of his writers and then starting my own website because if you can't beat the man, you know, become him. And I'd say it worked out in the long run, in the short. Long run, I guess.
No, in the short run, yeah, I think you're going places. I want to buy a piece of it. Okay, I mean, I think you. I don't understand a word you're saying for the most part, but I do think it's going to go places. And I think you have a great idea at the core. So, Arnie, music. How do you relate to music now? And your music changes, interest changes. I mean, daily it seems. I mean, do you want to be a DJ now?
I mean, I'll do whatever I really want to. That makes me happy. I guess like right now, this is making. I'm having fun. Doing this, but I know it'll probably change in a couple months. Like I always still have love for everything that I like go through my little phases, and I always still love everything. So like I know if this phase passes, I'll still like electronic music. Just I might shift gears and interests. But right now, like this is what's I guess big in the music industry. Like is the dance music. So getting involved with that is.
Do you enjoy playing
on top of my list
as much as you used to?
Well, it's different. It's I do. It's a different It's
vibe.
Completely different, yeah. Like, instruments is, it takes more skill, in my opinion, to play instruments than to DJ, but it's a little bit more fun DJing a show and seeing, like, you know, 100 people going insane.
Very cool. All right, very quickly. Noah, where can we find you besides electricsloth.com?
You can find us on facebook.com/electricsloth, on twitter.com/electricslothed, and on Instagram @electricsloth. And we'll be covering Camp Bisco in New York this weekend, as well as Lightning in a Bottle out in Lake Skinner. So feel free to check our Facebook and Instagram pages for updates daily.
Ernie, where can we find you? I know where I can find you. Where can other people find you?
If you want to find like my DJ mixes, you can go on soundcloud.com/LeoCaprioDenardo. That's my DJ name. And yeah, after that, or you could find my Facebook page, like facebook.com/LeoCaprioDenardo.
All right. You could also find Arnie on YouTube at 16 when he got on stage and jammed with Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. Just look up Arnie Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, and Chris Cornell, and you'll find it. It's amazing. And I was very proud of him back in the day. But now that he's so old, we look back at that with fond memories. Time for a break, and Pastor Drew is coming up, so stay tuned.
Down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.